This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Football Friday, or is it story time? I don't know. What is it?
Maybe a combination.
Combination. With Jay Joseph Harrington.
Farmington Hoosier.
Oregon legend.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite game of the year.
We had a great show on The Fan today. One of the best shows that ever aired on The Fan today. Danny and Dusty are there. Mm-hmm. And, man, it was good. They had Ron Rivera on. They had Joe Theismann, Nicole Auerbach. Yeah, dude, it was good.
Okay, is it really? Is it? Okay. Let's confirm or deny the story, which you wouldn't have any more knowledge than I would. Is it really Theismann, and then he changed his name to Theismann to rhyme with Heisman?
Oh, boy, I certainly hope so.
I don't know.
I don't know, but
You've
if that's the case,
that?
No, I've never heard that.
I've heard the. I've heard something about it actually being Theismann, but I don't.
Oh.
I don't care
yeah,
about him.
So,
I love Theismann Heisman.
What I heard is that his name was Joe Theismann, and they changed his name to Theismann to rhyme with Heisman.
If that's the case, then kudos to him. And I always liked him as a broadcaster. I know a lot of people, he soured a lot of people. I always thought he did a really good job when he was, it was what, him and McGuire, and I always enjoyed his broadcast.
Hey, you're right. According to AI... The change was the idea of Roger Valdeseri, Notre Dame's public relations director, after a report from Chicago pointed out Theismann during spring practice and asked if he was the Heisman kid.
Mm.
Valdeseri called Theismann into his office and told him that the university thought he had a chance to win the Heisman and that changing the pronunciation of his last name would help.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Bingo. Yeah.
So it's actually Theismann.
Yeah.
Actually, Theismann.
That's a
and
great story.
I could tell him from from my own experience that simply crossing your last name out and writing Heisman over the top of it doesn't work.
No.
So maybe you had to take that full extra step to actually win it.
Someone is now like four Oregon have been because didn't was LaMichael did he get invited to New York?
Yep.
Yeah.
Five.
Five. So you had what? You, LaMichael, obviously the two QBs, and who was? Oh, Dixon.
Oh, for crying out loud!
What?
The only one who won it.
Who? Mariota.
Well, I said the two quarterback. Oh gosh, why? Well, I was just duh. Yeah. I was like, what? What quarterback am I? Oh yeah, the
a bit
one
of a
that
brain
won it.
Fart. There.
Yeah, that guy.
Are you sliding down the rankings of greatest Oregon quarterbacks year by year?
Am I sliding down year by year?
I think you
will. Well, naturally, yes. I mean, that's what happens as you get older. You slide. I think here's what I would say. I think as the program continues to evolve, there's levels, right? Like there's levels, Jerry. It's just different. And this is why I don't ever like Marcus is the greatest, period. Yeah. Like that's it. I mean, that is inarguable. After that, it's We all played at different times. We all played in different situations. We all contributed different things. And so, like, at that point, it becomes just personal preference and who's going to argue this over this, that over that. I mean, I don't know. I don't care. Why are you asking me that? That's a dumb question.
You do care. Well,
I don't care, though.
It's probably too early to place Dylan Gabriel in the rankings.
Well, and as great as he was, and we'll see, I mean, if they win right?
He's not dead.
He's not dead. But if they win a national championship, obviously that changes everything. But I do think there's a difference between a guy that was there, homegrown and was there for 4 or 5 years, and a guy, I'm not going to call him a hired gun because that's just college football. But I do think right. there's a difference between a guy that comes in for 1 year, has this team built around him. Now, take nothing away. He has been phenomenal. But I just will, win or lose, I will not view him the same way as I will some of the other quarterbacks.
Well, and frankly, like, to each their own.
Yeah.
Right. If the only thing that you care about, or I should say, if the thing that is most important to you is winning a national championship right now, and Dylan goes out and does that, then hell yeah, absolutely. If what's most important to you is building an organization, building a program to a point of national relevance, then like. I'm going to have a different place in their context than Dylan. Like, that's the thing, is Bo's going to sit somewhere in the middle. Justin is literally from Eugene. Was, you know, you're going to sit there and say, God, he was so underutilized, but he's going to end up being the best NFL quarterback out of all of us. Like, everybody's got such a different Dennis Dixon. Like, for 3 years, it's like, God, what, can't quite figure it out. Is he going to take the job? Is he not? Then all of a sudden he's, you know, the head and shoulders Heisman favorite, going to win the national championship by a landslide, and then he breaks his knee. Like those, there's so many different wrinkles along the way to everybody's journey that, I don't know, I don't like the ranking. You know, we say Marcus is the best. That's flat out done, period. After that, like, who cares?
And it's an impressive list. I mean, it's when you start rattling off names like that.
Well, we didn't mention Fouts.
No, you didn't mention Fouts, and I mean, there's other ones too.
Brocklin.
You didn't mention Kellen Clemens. No, Kellen played 11 years in the NFL. Like, yeah. He had a long. He and AJ Feely have had the two longest careers of quarterbacks. And maybe how long was Chris Miller in? Did he get 12 years? I think
he played a long time.
You know. Yeah, like those guys, you know, those guys aren't going to be on the list of you know, top Oregon quarterbacks. I mean, they could have, should have, but you know, they've got some of the longest NFL careers. I mean, it's just a crapshoot.
This is Oregon legend Joey Harrington, and who better to ask today's question du jour, which Ooh. Is, what holds you back from thinking the Ducks win it all?
Okay, I'm going to give a tangible example of what holds me back.
We like tangibles.
Name the two teams, and we're going to eliminate high school because I don't know all the high schools around the country, but college and NFL. Name the two teams that have ever gone 16-0.
The Miami Dolphins and the New England Patriots,
yep.
Right? Or the Dolphins didn't.
Exactly.
The Dolphins.
Yes, did.
I was like, they played 14 regular season games and then the playoffs.
Yeah, they won't shut up about it.
I know.
Yep. Exactly. Okay. So my point is, one of those teams finished the regular season, you know, finished the entire season. They were done 16-0.
Yeah.
The other one finished the regular season 16-0. And I would argue, of the six championships that the Patriots won, that 08 team that didn't win was the best of all of them.
I would agree.
And so why didn't they win? Well, you know, because David Tyree caught a ball on his head, and because it is so freaking difficult to go 16, to win every single game from start to finish. It is damn near impossible. One team in NFL history has done that. Clemson went 15-0 one of the years where they won their championship. And so arguably the greatest team at least talent-wise, in the history of the NFL, went 16-0 and couldn't finish it out because it's so dang hard. So I'm sitting here and thinking, man, like, we've heard all year long that there's no dominant team in college football. There's no pure, you know, clear-cut number one. Wrong. It's the Oregon Ducks. Hands down, it's the Oregon Ducks right now. And the fact that they have to go 16-0 in order to wrap this thing up, that gives me the most pause. It's not a matchup thing. It's not a, you know, of course, injuries, you know, that, you know, we saw what it did to Ohio State. But, like, that is the thing. Like, it is so hard to do what they have to do in order to win it.
Yeah, and I think that's what's popping up with people. It's like, it can't be this easy. Yeah. Like, they're just, you know, everything's working out. And it just can't be this easy, but maybe it will. By the way, you forgot one 15-0 team, college team.
One 15-0. Clemson went 15-0.
Well, there's another one.
Who else went 15-0?
Did Bama do it? Oh, no. Last year was it was Michigan. No?
LSU.
Oh.
Joe Burrow.
That team was a buzzsaw.
2019, they went 15-0.
I don't need to know 15-0 because I was only talking about 16-0.
Well, I know,
like,
but
7-minute abs versus 8-minute abs. You can't even get a good workout in
these
7 minutes.
Go to 11.
Yeah. The thing that scares me, but also it I guess you can say that it's glass half full, glass half empty. The thing about Oregon is, and they proved it, you can win multiple ways. Right? You can win being dominant on defense and squeaking out games, and you can win in shootouts. So, like, that I think that's a good thing. But I guess it would scare me just a bit that as good as this defense is, the three offenses, and really you can make a strong argument that it's the only real three offenses they've played all year. Boise State, Penn State, and Ohio State all scored 30 and kind of did what they wanted against it. That would be the thing to me if I had to pick something on the field that gives me pause. Love the defense. Very good. Maybe not great because of it. To me, it's hard to overlook the three warts against the three best teams.
Okay. I would have two things to say about that. One, just don't play teams that have state in them. So as long as we play Tennessee and Texas and Georgia, we're fine. And second, like we've talked about this though. That's where college football has gone though. Yeah. Like the great defenses are not the ones who every single week hold teams under, you know, 20 points, whatever that is. Even like, remember that Alabama defense a few years ago? Like, literally, like, we're talking Nick Saban, national championship defense, gave up, what, they won like a 51-48 game in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Like, those are the type of a great defense now in college football is dominant against the teams that they need to be dominant against. And makes a play or two when they need to in the games like Ohio State, Penn State. That interception right before in the second quarter, you know, which dang near could have busted the thing open. But I tell you what, that 28-10, that interception, or excuse me, the interception which led to the touchdown to make it 28-10, that was a pretty dang good play, right? Yes. Those are the kind of things that great defenses do against great football teams now in college football, is they make a play or two, but the rules, the evolution of offense in college football make it pretty much impossible to have, you know, I'm thinking of, I mean, pick a dominant defense, pick the black shirts of Nebraska, pick, you know, Chris Zorich and Notre Dame. Like, you ain't seeing that anymore in college football.
Valid point.
That is definitely true. Let's put a pin in it here, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Big Ten Championship game, the Big Ten Championship, and then who does Joey want to see Oregon play in the first, well, I guess it would be the second round. So we will get to more with Joey Harrington next, courtesy of Mods PDX. The future of building is here. This is The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, we're back with Joey Harrington wrapping up the Big Ten Championship as we have like 8 weeks before Oregon plays again. But
no, we don't.
I know.
People have been saying that. No, but seriously, like this is, remember we used to finish like mid-November and then not play until January. Mm. This is like the perfect, like, hey, take a week and get healthy. And then it's just like bye week practice, and then it's game week practice.
Well, they don't play till the first.
Is it 24 days, I think?
Yeah, it was 24 between games. That's a lot. But you're right. It's not like, I don't know. Other teams in the playoff are playing sooner.
Yeah, that's how bowl games used to work. Like, yeah, Joey's point. That was the crazy part, is when it used to just be one bowl game, like before the national title. That was so silly that you'd be done in Thanksgiving, and then the national championship would be January 1st. And like that was just always nuts to me.
Well, Lanning thinks the championship should be on the 1st.
Yeah.
He thinks it should culminate at the Rose Bowl every year.
It'd be great.
Which would be great, because there's a lot of waiting.
I like that.
At any rate, we were talking about the Oregon defense, and there's just not defenses that really clamp down anymore in college football. And that's why I think Oregon has a great shot to win it, is because I don't know who stops their offense and their receivers. And by the way, they're balanced. They have a run game too. Like, I just don't know. I always come back to Tez and Stewart and Ferguson and those guys. And as long as Gabriel has even just a modicum of time to get it to him, he delivers it to him. Yeah. I mean, I don't know who stops that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree with you. I'm buzzing through my head, you know, I'm thinking about the SEC championship game, the, you know, 15-14 barn burner. Maybe both of those defenses are exceptionally good, which is why they held the opponent to just two touchdowns. I don't know. You know, we played Ohio State. We played Penn State. I'm curious to see Tennessee. You know, Tennessee is top. Do I remember? I know they're top 10 in the country in rushing offense, but I also think they're top 10 in the country in defense scoring defense.
And they've got NFL front seven guys
too. Yeah, exactly.
But Pierce is one of the guys. But you know what's interesting is Abdul Carter on most mocks. I'm a bit of a draft nerd, and he's the number one edge rusher. It's not the guy out of Georgia. It's not the guy out of Tennessee. I mean, both those guys are top 15 guys, but Carter is usually a top six, top seven guy in any of the drafts. And Oregon tackles made themselves some money because they handled him. I mean, yeah, he just was not a big factor in that game. And that gives me a lot of confidence. And maybe the totality of those fronts are better, but Ohio State's front, everyone told me that Jack Sawyer and these guys, that they've got, you know, four or five, you know, first three round guys in that front seven for Ohio State, and Oregon did not have a problem with them.
I agree with that statement. And I was watching the kicker warm up for Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see him?
Yeah. You're talking about Barker?
He's a big boy.
Oh, the kickoff guy.
I thought that the kickoff guy.
Yeah,
99. That's who I thought. I was like, oh my god, I saw 99 out the warming up. I was like, okay, you know, that's got to be their D end. You know, not thinking. And then I saw him kick. I was like, that's a weird warm up.
It is weird. stretching out.
And then I watched him actually murdering this ball. I was like, good god, he's a D end and he's a kicker. That's incredible. I don't know where I went with that. I don't disagree, but there also is, I don't know. I'm in this weird spot right now because I'm not really sure what to feel or what to think. Like, how many years do you go 13-0 and you still have to win three more games to win a championship, right?
Potentially and arguably, like, this Ohio State, Texas, and Georgia.
Or Tennessee, Texas, and Georgia. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
That's going
to
be fun.
I just want to sit and watch football. Yeah. Like, I'm tired of talking about it. Let's just watch football.
Well, yeah, only three more weeks till we get the damn game. hey, who do you want? Tennessee or Ohio State?
Okay. This may be the wrong way to think about it, but I don't like the idea of playing a team twice in one year.
Oh. Okay.
And so I think I want to play Tennessee. At the same time, who cares? Like, I'm not, I don't know how you guys feel about, you know, people asking about, do they need to reseed the bracket? Or, oh my God, what about the draw that Oregon got? Or, this is a travesty. And, you know, who cares? They're the 12 best teams in college football. Go play.
Thank you.
Go play. Whether you're number four or you're number seven or you're number three or you're number 11. Or I will say that I think Boise deserved the bye. If you're going to give it to Boise or Clemson, I will say that I think Boise was the right choice. But anyway, who cares? Go play football. Like, I don't – at the end of the day, I really don't care who we play because this is such a long slog of a road that they have to go, whether it's Ohio State or Tennessee or Arizona State or Texas or I just – let's just go. Let's just play football.
And anytime – I'm so with you. It just I hate the whining – and coaches do it, and I love the fact that Lanning's like, dude, I love the challenge. I'll play anyone, anywhere. I love that Pat Hill mentality.
I was literally about to say Pat Hill, Fresno State. That was their motto. Anywhere, anyone,
Show up. Well, I'll play you. I love that Lanning has that, and he doesn't pull a Kirby Smart. And Kirby Smart wins the SEC championship, and the first thing out of his mouth is whining about Georgia's regular season schedule in front of the SEC commissioner. Grow up. Right. You just won. And I'm so with you because how many times, no matter what it is in the NFL, NCAA tournament, do we look at someone's path and we're like, oh, that's laid out for him. And if chalk holds, well, nine times out of 10, it's not the path we think it is. And chalk doesn't always hold. Right. So you can sit up here and say that everyone wants Boise. Well, Boise played you and Boise should have beat you. So be careful with the whole, well, I don't want to play, you know, Tennessee and Boise's the cakewalk. Well, be careful about that. Be careful what you wish for. Is it just,
you know, who's the team that I don't want to play, right? If I'm playing this game, right? If you're sitting there, give me the one team that you don't want to play right now. Outside of Oregon. The surprising team that you don't want to be in there.
Are you going to ASU? Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Kenny Dillingham.
Hair's on fire.
Exactly. Wow. That team, you
was a blast.
And that Scatab, oh my God. Yeah. A team with Scatab, like, that is a team that I look at and say, oh, they're peaking at the right time.
Yeah.
Oh, they had a few bumps at the end. Yeah. Oh, they're just figuring things out. Yeah. Like that. And again, like 3 weeks ago, you're sitting there saying, well, why can't we just play Arizona State and then Boise? And like, I'm sorry. Like, if I'm going to play this game, ASU is one of the teams that I probably don't want to see right now.
Yeah. Always be careful with the, we'll roll this team. Cause a lot of times you get into these situations and someone forgets to tell the other team that they shouldn't show up. Right. That someone forgets to tell the team that they're a three touchdown underdog and they show up and they bite you in the ass and then you're sitting there wondering what the hell happened. I've never liked the easy path or, you know, oh, it needs to be this. And people talking about no one else does this. Welcome to the, what in the NFL, there is a scenario where the Minnesota Vikings win 12 games and the Minnesota Vikings go on the road to play an 8 or 9 win Tampa Bay Buccaneer team. Welcome to the world. It does the NFC and AFC are not balanced. There's not always the easiest path to the Super Bowl, but you just go through and you play it. But somehow in college football, we think that everything needs to be lined up on some sort of gold road for the team that's the best. And you know, there is no way to do that. There's no such thing. And I think it would be weird if you sat there as a committee and were like, well, Oregon's the best team. Therefore, we're going to select who we think is the easiest teams for Oregon to play. That's what we're going to do with the committee. So, I mean, I like the Klats of the world and stuff, but some of the talking points coming out of this and the whining, I'm just not on board with it. And I love that you haven't heard one bit of it from Oregon.
Can we make a new t-shirt? It's gonna be for Souk, and it's gonna say, "While walking the golden road, watch out for the ass biters."
Exactly, it happens. Mm-hmm. You know, you think you're on this great path, and someone bites you right in the ass or a kneecap. Mm-hmm. It just yep. Any time in life, if you think everything's going smooth, that's when you start looking around, because then you're like,
you start looking out for the ass biters.
Yeah, right. Like you said, it can't be that easy,
well,
right?
Penn State. I mean, I think a lot of people wrote off Penn State.
Yeah.
They were like, we'll kill
28-10, right? And the game's over. And All of a sudden you look up in the fourth quarter, you're like, oh,
that was a tough game.
Yeah.
All right.
And by the way, what was Penn State not supposed to be able to do? Score. And what did they do against you? Score in bunches. So much for the rock fight that we thought it was going to be.
Are you going to the Rose Bowl?
I am not going to the Rose Bowl.
Boo.
However, I did put my pre-order in for another game, which I'm not going to count chickens. But yeah.
Okay.
No, I get it.
I am unable to attend in Pasadena. However, I am very much fingers crossed. I don't need to cross fingers because they're going to be prepared. And they're well coached, and they're well quarterbacked, and they're well defensive. And I pre-ordered my tickets to Atlanta. There you go.
I was thinking Dallas, but no, he's saying all the way to the final.
Yeah, if you're gonna go to one, I think that's the one to go to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, sir. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy Army Navy.
Oh, I will. And, go Navy, beat Army.
We will talk to you next week. Thank you.
Okay.
Joey Harrington each week here on our show, brought to you by Mods PDX. The future of building is here. Dick Van Dyke news. Yes, he's still alive, and he's making headlines. And today is his birthday.
He looks...
And he's almost 100.
He looks 100. How about that?
We'll start we'll start the club off with that next on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.